Okay, we just got back from watching Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. I think that's what this movie's called. Went and saw it in 3D, so here's my quick review. First of all, for everybody that's expecting to go see a 3D movie, you will be sorely disappointed because only about the first 10 or 15 minutes of the movie are in 3D. And then all of a sudden, they kind of put all these, like, no glasses signs, like, you know, the Ghostbusters, the circle with the line through it, with all these glasses on the bottom, and all of a sudden it's like jarringly takes you out of the 3D projection and back into standard projection, and it's like that for the rest of the movie, which is really disappointing because you figure, you know, you go see Harry Potter in 3D for the magic effects and the Quidditch matches or whatever, and you didn't get any of that in 3D. And what they did show in 3D was really, really excellent, so which made it even more disappointing. Okay, so on the movie itself, I am officially not a Harry Potter fan. I think it's fastly, if that's a word, becoming one of my unfavorite franchises of all recent Hollywood big movies. For a couple reasons, and I was talking to somebody about this. I really enjoyed the first three movies, and I thought that they progressed within the franchise nicely. The problem is that the first two movies were directed by Chris Columbus. The third movie was directed by the guy who did, I can't even remember what his name was. He did City of Men. He's a Spanish or Mexican director. So what they did was they took this kind of British, English, very, you know, popular text that has been adopted by international fans, and they gave it this international feel. What Harry Potter's done since the fourth movie, I completely hated, which was a British director. The fifth movie was a little bit better, and then this one, which I completely hated. I think all three of them are British directors, and I feel like when I was watching it, you know, as an American, I felt like I was just watching a BBC movie. So what they did was they took the British text and they gave it a very, very British feel to it. And I just could not connect to it as, you know, an American and not, I've never read the books to begin with. So I feel like the whole franchise is lacking that international feel that it's really been, you know, it's a sense of British pride, these books and this franchise. And it was kind of widely publicized that they would only hire British actors, not American actors, and things like this. So I feel like with all that, all British actors, now they've taken on British directors and a very British tone, that it's a lot of, you know, like you would see in the BBC, a lot of posing, a lot of, very stereotypical, one-dimensional figures. Instead of creating this kind of dynamic, multi-dimensional feel to the movie. So I was very disappointed, and I feel like that is something that somebody could come that doesn't have the connection to the original text that could come in and translate it to an international audience and give it a little bit more depth. The stories themselves are all kind of Scooby-Doo stories anyway, so I don't think that they're, you know, the root stories themselves are very good. I think the world that was created is something that needs to be further explored. And then the last point that I want to make is that John Williams' music needs to come back to the franchise. Even though it's his theme song that he composed that you hear throughout the movie, the music and the soundtrack itself just doesn't resonate as the first movie did, or first two movies, I think, is what John Williams did. And it's a shame, too, because I think that this franchise, for as popular it is, as important as it is, I think deserves the attention within the music, and it's not getting it. And I think that that's really bringing the movie down. And then the movie was very, very... the color of it was really washed out, and I felt like it's been like that for the last two or three movies. So that's my quick review of Harry Potter. Wait for it on DVD unless you're a fan.